and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. Two choices, two worlds. They're worlds apart, yet so near. Amen. Here they are. You can choose the thief, or you can choose Jesus. Amen. Well, you say you don't leave me much room, Brother Collins, in my choice. Amen. That's exactly what's happening today. The thief cometh but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what the thief will do. That's what the deceiver will do. He'll steal you blind. He will kill you and your children. Amen. Kill every hope, every dream, every potential, your future. Amen. And he will destroy. And he's doing it wholesale today. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. So more than 90% of the world will fall prey to the thief tonight. More than 90% of the world will make the wrong choice. More than 90% of Hamilton is making the wrong choice. Amen. Consider the population. Then consider how many people go to church. 10% would be a big count. Amen. Then consider all that go to church that are not really ready to meet God. Amen. Because our churches are full of sinning Christians. They even tell you that they sin a little every day. They even tell you that I don't have to do anything to keep myself. The Lord's keeping me no matter what I do. And so the biggest license to sin is issued right from the pulpits of the country today. I've known a few backslidden Pentecostal preachers, amen, because of the way they're living, they begin to teach once in grace, always in grace. Why? Because of the way they're living. Amen. They had to. 90% of the world will fall prey to the thief. How many know who the thief is? Who is it? You guessed it. Amen. He'll steal everything. Amen. Everything you've got, he'll steal it. He will kill you and yours. And that's what he's doing in the world today. He will destroy what you have. He will destroy your hopes and dreams for the future and wipe out everything that's good in your life. Amen. Oh, if they would only accept, if they would only listen, if they would only believe on Christ. Amen. Oh, it's a terrible thing to be a professor of religion and still be dead. Amen. All the professors, false professors, are just as dead. Amen. All the students who explained it away, they're just as dead. Amen. The rich who had too much at stake, he's dead and soon will be forgotten. The doctor, the lawyer, the judge, amen. The politician, the merchant, the drunkard, the gambler, all dead together and winding up in the same place. 90% of the world comes under the jurisdiction of this thief. Amen. All swallowed up eventually by death and destruction and torment forever. However, it's not the same with the Christian. It's not the same with the child of God. It's not the same with those that are overcomers. The promise to the seven churches of Asia went to the overcomers. Nobody else has any promise. Just the overcomers. Amen. The streets of gold are for the overcomers. The hidden manna is for the overcomer. To drink of the rivers of water of life is for the overcomer. To eat of the tree of life is for the overcomer. That white stone in which a name is written that no man knows but he himself. And some commentaries say a diamond. It's just for the overcomers. Amen. I'll make a pillar in the temple of my God. It's for the overcomers. Praise God. There's no promise to those who are overcome. You say, I was overcome. That's no excuse. Amen. You got to pray. You got to seek God. And if you pray and seek God like God wants you to pray and seek God, you won't be overcome. You will overcome. You'll be an overcomer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, the blessed few. That 10%, and it really, it's less than that. I'm just giving a good, strong estimate. Amen. I have four revivals for Brother Freeman Gargas, Pentecost Church of God of America in Piedmont, Missouri. Amen. And in a city of I judge around 10,000, amen, maybe not quite that many, in Piedmont, Missouri, they had 2,500 people posted it on a signboard in Sunday school, in church, in all the churches put together. When you consider how that many of them drive in from the country and populate the churches, the percentage goes down. And then you consider how many in the churches are not really saved, they're just religious and have been all their however long. Amen. And they'll tell you that they sin a little every day. And if you ask them, the general run-of-the-mill professed Christian, if they're ready to meet God if he comes in the next 10 minutes, that's what I asked Harold Jones, my State Farm insurance man in Barberville, Kentucky, teach Sunday school to Methodist Church. Amen. I said, Harold, are you ready to meet God if he comes in 5 minutes? Harold looked at me for a moment and said, you believe anybody knows that? Yes. I know that. You can know that. You can be ready to meet God if he comes in the next 5 minutes. Amen. You see, if you're overcoming, you know it. If you've been overcome, you know that too. What's the difference? Does the overcomer ever fail? Yes, but he knows where to go. Amen. He goes back to church. He goes back to the house of God. He goes back to the altar. He don't even wait to get to church to make him an altar. Amen. And ask God mercy and forgiveness. Praise God. Hey, the blessed few are promised life tonight. The blessed few are not only promised life, they're promised more abundant life. In this world and in the world to come. Eternal life in the world to come. Amen. Yes, the Bible said in his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures evermore. Amen. If you could be in the house of God and haven't, you're making a mistake. Because one of the commands of the New Testament is not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but rather exhort one another, and much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. The trouble with the new convert is he prays real good in one service and then he misses the next week. He'll come back to church. Amen. Say, well, he's not going to church, but he's praying. I won't get it. Let me ask you a question. Does he know better than to lay out a church? Yes. Then he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And every one of us knows better than to lay out of church. Every one of us knows better than to forsake the house of God. Amen. Every one of us knows better than to allow anything to keep us from going to the house of God. Go much some more, he said, as you see the day approaching. That's the way to be an overcomer. Amen. We have beggars that come in and sit down in church. One the other night stood up, amen, and said that his little girl was dead. And he wasn't crying. He wasn't weeping. That was the different story than he had the last time. Amen. Different story than he had in the other churches. And the preachers preached so good, they got too hot on him, and he didn't stay, amen, till the commercial was over. Amen. I guess he went to see about his little girl, try to find her somewhere. Amen. No, that was just a ploy to get your sympathy, to get a little money. Amen. And he uses a different ploy when he goes to a different church. He just got out of jail for doing that. Amen. Had his picture in the paper and everything else for doing that. And then he's got the brass to come back in here on a church night and stand up before this congregation and lie to the Holy Ghost. Say, my little girl's dead. Only little girl I've got. Not a tear in his eye or a quaver in his voice. You know where I'd be if my little girl was dead? I'd be the rest of the family somewhere. Amen. Taking care of the arrangements. Amen. No. He wasn't interested in even staying all the way through church if we weren't going to be touched by the feeling of his infirmity. Amen. His lie. Amen. What a tragedy. Amen. Oh, how great the promise to God is. How wonderful it is on the inside of the gates of sweet deliverance. Amen. But so few that find it. Broad is the way. Wide is the great gate that leads to destruction. And many there be that go in thereat. Amen. Narrow is the gate. Straight is the gate. Narrow is the way that leads to life. And few there be that find it. The Son of God, creator of heaven and earth, said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, we want him. If perchance someday we die, we want him. Someday we're going to do right and go to heaven. Why let the thief destroy everything you got? Everything you work for. Everything you labor for. Everything you love. Everything you hope for. Why take that chance? But 90% of the world is doing it. And that's a conservative estimate. Amen. China, with over 1 billion people in it, have so successfully fenced God out of the lives of their people for over 50 years that you'd think they don't know about God. We talked to some of them. Some said, well, seem like I remember my grandma or my great-grandma seemed like one time talked about how there might be a God. But he's far from the mind of the run-of-the-mill Chinese on the street. But underground, amen, under the surface, in the house churches, there's 50 to 70 million Christians in that land of 1 billion people. But so few have found the narrow gate. So few have found the straight and narrow way. How many of your children will you allow the devil to destroy? How many of your homes will you allow the devil to destroy? How many of your lives will you allow the devil to destroy? How many of your marriages will you allow the devil to destroy? Amen. You see, you're responsible for the decisions you make. You say, God, I got the wrong one. And God will say, didn't I tell you to remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not? If you start early enough, you can miss a lot of the pitfalls that are out there for the unwary that are trying to find it, going from one husband to another, one wife to another. Amen. You won't find it. Some of these days, you're going to have to find out that once and for all, it can only be found in the altar. The woman at the well found it. Amen. She found it in a well, sitting on top of a well. Praise God. Hallelujah. And said, come and see the man that told me everything I ever done. Is not this the Christ? Amen. He laid the groundwork, glory to God, for a future revival in that land of Samaria. Praise God. Amen. God bless your heart. Jesus wants to give you what you've been looking for all along. Jesus wants to give you what you long for all along. What you sought in all the wrong places. You thought you could find it out of church, out there in the world, out there with the world, listening to the din, listening to the advice, listening to the entertainment, listening to the roar of the crowd. And suddenly you found out that even in the crowd, you were sadly alone. That's an awful feeling. I've felt that feeling. Someday, no matter how big the crowd is, you're going to feel how badly you need God. Will it be too late? Shall we pray? Father, amen. Don't let my friends take the chance. Open their eyes tonight. Help them, Lord God, to be among the chosen few. To be among the missing when the rapture takes place. When they look for us, they'll find us gone. To be present on the sunny banks of sweet deliverance, where roses never fade, no crepe on the doorknob. Men don't die. Amen. And the streets are safe to walk, 'cause there's no night there. Hallelujah. Save the lost tonight. My friends that are in the valley of decisions,